The Eddy B. Sit edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Shavuot Daf Yud Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ve'Eliyahu Ben Allegra Ruach Hashem Tenicham Ben Eden Amen. We begin today's daf in Yud Aleph Amud Bet. We are 16 lines from the bottom, and we are starting with an Amar Mor. We learned in yesterday's daf some rules regarding the Para Aduma. And one of the statements was Amar Mor Meta. If let's say the Para Aduma died before it was slaughtered, Tipadeh. So the rule is you redeem it. You make a redemption, meaning Para Aduma's Kedusha. You sanctify the Para Aduma to money, and now the Para Aduma is free. So the Gemara says, V'chi podin et ha-kodashim da'achilam da'kelavim, which means this Para Aduma that's dead is not ra'ui la'achila. So what are you being podet for? To feed it to the dogs? What are you going to do with this? Usually you podet something that's alive. So you made a pigeon on it, somebody can eat it. But over here, who's benefiting from the Para Aduma that's dead? The dogs. So the Gemara says, the Hachamim go along and make a pigeon to benefit the dogs. Amar Rav Meshar Shia Mishum Ora. No, you have a benefit from it. You could benefit from its hide. So the Gemara says, Vekaime Bedin Umatnu Adata Deora. Is Bedin going to matria itself in order to be matne? Because we're saying yesterday, we learned that they made it tonight Bedin. But before they slaughtered the Para Aduma, they made it tonight. That if we want to benefit from it, or if we find a better one, or if it does something like that, we want to make a pidyon. So it's beti in a matriach itself to make a tanai for something so insignificant like the flesh, like the hide. I mean, it's insignificant. Amarav kana amre inche. The saying goes like this: megamla una, from a camel, even if you save its ear, it's something. And therefore it's kedai for the bedin, even to save the hide of the animal, in order to make the tanai bedin, it is indeed worth it. Now comes again what on says, we're going back to the law that we learnt above. We said that what leb bedin matne al kedushat korbanot zibud. That was yesterday's daf. We said if you have a korban tamid, and it now moved into the next year, it's the new fiscal year for the Beit HaMikdash, and you have a couple of leftovers from last year on the Korban Tamid. So we said, you could redeem them. You redeem them even though they are not blemished, which is a hadush. Because normally you can only redeem a Korban that has a blemish in it. This does not have a blemish. So it says, Yifdu Otam Timimim, even though they are Tamim. Even though they are unblemished. And Gemara said, how could you do that? That was Rav Chazda's question. How could you redeem something that's... where did Kiddushah go? How do you redeem it? So the Gemara answered, Lev Bedin Matne Alehim. The Bedin makes a Tanai at the time that they separate it. When they designate the animal, they say, if we need it for Korban, then it'll be a Korban Ola. But if not, then we're only sanctifying with Kiddushat Dami, which is a lower level of Kiddushah, which allows us to redeem it in that case. Gemara says, Etive, Gemara has a question. Amru lo de Rabbi Shimon, Mau shikrevu ze baze. Which means, we have different se'irim, different goats that are brought different times of the year. Yom Kippurim, Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Chodashim. So the question is, let's say you designated a Korban Sa'ir for Musaf Yom Kippurim. And let's say you didn't end up bringing it on Musaf Yom Kippurim. Could you bring it on Shalosh Regalim? Or could you bring it Shalosh Regalim on Rosh Chodesh? Could you mix and match? Could you bring one Sa'ir that was designated for one holiday? Could you bring it to another one? So the Gemara says, Amad Ehud, the Bishop one says, Yikrebu. He says, no problem. Let them bring it. Amlulo, so the Hachamim tell the Bishop on, Ho'il ve'en kaparatan shavah. You hold that each korban serves for a different kapara. So therefore, how could you mix and match? This korban of Yom Kippur, when it was designated, it was for a certain kapara. Now you bring it on the regalim, it's for a different kapara. So how could you bring one korban that was designated with one kavana and bring it for a different? They all have the general kapara, meaning tumat mikdash v'kadashav, even though this one is for yediyah b'tchilah, this is for yediyah b'sof, this is for any day, each one is different in a sense, but it's for the same concept, so therefore you can mix and match them. The Gemara says, why did Rabbi Shimon give that answer? Why don't you just say like this? Ve'amai, lema lebetin matne alem, which means, let Betin make these tanais. Meaning, at the time that they designate the Seir of Yom Kippur, let them say, this is for the Seir of Yom Kippur. But in the event that we don't use it, we'll use it then for Regalim. Why do they have to come along and say that even though they don't have the same kapara, but they have the same general umbrella kapara, Mikdash Mikadasham? Say a simple answer. The reason why we can mix and match is because Lebetin Matne Aleim. Once already you say you could play with tanais in the beginning of a designation, so that's the answer. So the Gemara. So why do you see from this Mishnah? You see that Bishimon at least doesn't subscribe to this Lebetin Matne Aleim. So that's the Gemara that comes along and says Rabbi Shimon Kamart. What do you mean? You're asking me a question about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Letle Lebetin Matne Aleim, which means, thank you very much, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to this concept of Leb Bedin Matne Alehim. How do I know that? The Amar of Yidi Bar Avin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yohanan, Timidim, Shelohu Tzrichu the Sibur. The Korban, Tamid, that you don't need for the Sibur. Meaning, let's say, the Timidim that, the leftover, the four leftover Timidim that now you cannot use for the coming year, because it's a new fiscal year for the Beit HaMikdash, is the very Rabbi Shimon, and Nivdim Timimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're stuck. You cannot be poder them. Let it be the devachemim nevdim temimim. Oh, so poder is to redeem it. According to the Bishon, you can't be poder them. Why? Because he holds there's no such thing as leb bedin matne alehim. So then we have a clear statement over here that says the Bishon doesn't go leb bedin matne. So you ask me from the Mishnah. Oh, I found the Mishnah. I see the Bishon doesn't go leb bedin matne. You don't know the Bishon. He's the one that says you don't go leb bedin matne. He's consistent in shita. We were saying leb bedin matne is kotra hachemim. The Chachamim that argue on the Bishimon, they hold of the Tanai Bet Din. Very good. So now we learned. Gemara says, V'Rabbanan de Peligi Ale de Bishimon Maninu. Very good. Now we need to find a name. Who are these rabbis that argue against the Bishimon? I want a name. Show me the rabbi that holds this concept of Leb Bet Din Matne. Don't you tell me Rabbanan. Where are these? Who's this opinion that says that the Bet Din makes it Tanai? In Hema, maybe you'll tell me Rabbanan the Ketoret. Okay, let's go back to the Rabbanan of Ketoret. What did we say in the Mishnah by the Ketoret? Ketoret, we ended up concluding yesterday's Gemara, they put the Ketoret in the Mechtesher is the grinder. We concluded that what? That Ketoret has Kedusha Taguf has intrinsic Kedusha, it's like a Korban. Oh, well, you say, well, what? You have leftover Ketoret every year. Well, what do you do with the leftover Ketoret? So we came along and said, no problem, redeem it, make a redemption. Remember with the Bet Aptinas, take the money, put the Kedusha on the money, pay them, and then buy it back. The whole system had to kosher up the Ketoret. What do you mean? If it's Kedusha Taguf, you're not allowed to make a pigeon. It's not blemished, obviously. Ketoret doesn't get blemished. So how do you make a pigeon? So must be that Mishnah is subscribing to the say Leb Bedin Matne Alehim. That with Bet Din designates the Ketoret, they say, if we're going to use this Ketoret, okay, then it's Ketoret. But if not, we're only going to put in it Kedushat Damim, therefore it allows us to make a redemption. So you're looking, who are these rabbis that say Leb Bedin Matne Alehim? I'll tell you who these rabbis are. Rabbis of the Ketoret Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, Shani Ketoret de la bar Ra'yahi. No Ra'ya from Ketoret. Maybe I'll tell you the whole reason why you could redeem the Ketoret is because there's no such thing as waiting for it to become blemished. She's by a Korban, I could tell you, maybe we don't say Leb Bedin Matne. Maybe by a Korban I'll argue that what? You have to wait for it to become blemished. But by Ketoret, since there's no blemishing, there's no option of blemish because when the spices don't become blemished, then already we'll say Leb Bedin Matne Alem. But you have no Ra'aya. But just because you say Leb Bedin Matne by Ketoret, which is unblemishable, that by a Korban you're going to say it also. Maybe by Korban say, well, wait till it becomes blemished. Who told you that you could compare the Din of Ketoret to the Din of Korban? Yeah. So Gemara says you're right. So it's not the Rabbanan of Ketoret, Ela Rabbanan de Para. Okay, we found another Raya, Paraduma. What was the case? You designated a Paraduma. Paraduma, we said that's Kedushat Aguf. Then what? You saw a prettier one. Na'ahiminu. So what was the deen if you found a prettier para aduma? So you know what? Redeem the first one, I go to the second one. What do you mean redeem the first one? First one has kidushet aguf. I get to redeem it. It's not blemished. Oh, don't worry about it. Live betin matne alehim. Live betin matne alehim. We said the betin makes a tonight. Oh, so what do you see over here? Para aduma is blemishable. And still we say you don't have to wait till it becomes a blemish. You're able to make the betin matne, make the tanai. What's the tanai? If we use it as a paraduma, fine. And if not, it only has kedushat damim, which allows us to make a pejumun out of blemish. So that's the ayav, the rabbanan, the banana paraduma. Rabbanan says, Dilma shani paradidamea yikari. Like we said on yesterday's daf. No, the ayav of paraduma. Maybe the reason why they let you make a tanai by paraduma, because it's very expensive. And therefore, we allow you to make a pejon because we don't want the Beit HaMikdash to incur a loss because it's very, very precious, very expensive. But who told you by a regular korban olah that you're able to make a tonight betin? So all the rayot that we're bringing, we say, is different. Kedoret, that's different. That's not blemishable. Can we get ayah from there? That's an exceptional case. That's a demeaya karim. How do you know by a regular korban tamid that we say lev betin matne alehin? Rabbanan says, Ve'ela Rabbanan De Amru Lo. The rabbis of Amishnah. The rabbis of Amru Lo. What's the rabbis of Amru Lo? If you remember in our Mishnah, the conversation between the Hachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Remember, they told the Esther Rabbi Shimon, could you bring one Seir of one holiday on another holiday? And Rabbi Shimon said, why not? Kulam kerevim ze baze. Amru lo. So the rabbis told Rabbi Shimon, what are you talking about? How could you bring it? En kaparatam sheveh. The kapara for this, not the kapara for that. Now, look at that sheet, please, on top. Ela rabbanan de amru lo bimatniti. Behachi amri lehu'il ve en kaparatan sheveh. Velet lach lev betin matneh. Oh. They were telling Rabbi Shimon, we're reading into the Mishnah now, they were telling Rabbi Shimon two things. How in the world do you say you could mix and match one Sa'id for one for the other? Number one, the Kaparatan is not Shavit. And since you don't hold of Lev Bedin Matneh, you don't subscribe to this concept that Bedin makes Tanais, so therefore you're stuck. You're not going to be able to mix and match. She'im Abad Bazi Yaklim Zilla Kapara Achayin Kerebim. Which means, Leshitatenu, we hold Lev Bedin Matneh. So therefore, we hold you can mix and match one korban for one to the other, because Beti makes it tonight. If we bring it for Kippur, fine. If we don't bring it for Kippur, we'll bring it for something else. But according to you, Amru Lore, you don't hold of Lev Beti Maneh. So the Shita of Lev Beti Maneh is the Amru Lo of the Mishnah. Now, who is that Amru Lo? Does he have a name? Ve'el Rabbanan Amru Lo. We're assuming it's the Yehuda. Gemara is assuming now it's the Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Mimai the Yehudahi, v'achi kamarle." Maybe the Gemara is telling you the Havamina. You would have thought that maybe the Mishnah, it's an argument between the Yehuda and the Bishon, and the argument went like this. The Yehuda said like this: "Bishtamale didi." According to me, no problem. You can mix and match. If you didn't bring it for Kippur, you can bring it for the other holiday. The Amina lev betin matne alehem. Because I hold lev betin matne abtu lache yikremu, and therefore the shitati you can bring them. Ela ledidak, but according to you, the bishim on the amart. No, but you don't hold lev betin matne amai yikremu. Oh, so therefore we assume that we found the rabbi of lev betin matne is Amru Lo, which is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So comes the Gemara and says no. I'll tell you, not like that. Good. What else is like this? I could say a different shot. Oh, Dilma Rabbi Meir. Maybe the author of that Mishnah is the Amru Lo is Rabbi Meir. Okay, and what's Rabbi Meir? Come on, explain. V'achi ka'amarde. And this is what I was saying. Look at that sheet, please. This is the point I was looking for. Look at Rashi, third line. Mimai Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar le di'itle nami en kaparatan shaveh. Which means Rabbi Yehuda also holds the kapara for this holiday is not like the kapara for the other one. Oh, so if Rabbi Yehuda holds en kaparatan shaveh, then how does he say he can mix and match? Because he'll say lev betin Matne. He'll say that they're Beti Midrash. So that we thought the conversation was like this. Amru no. They told Rabbi Shimon. According to us, we have no problem. Because even though we hold that the kaparas are different, but we hold of the betid matne, therefore you can mix and match. But the shitatcha, that you hold that the kaparas are different, and you don't hold of lebedin matne, what are you going to say? Oh, so we found the shita of the Amr Ulo of lebedin matne is indeed the Rabbi Yehuda. But who told you? Maybe it's shita to Rabbi Meir. Oh, now what did the Rabbi Meir hold? Rabbi Meir held kaparatan shaveh. Rabbi Meir held in the Mishnah that all the kaparas of all the holidays, they're all equal. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's understood why you're able to mix and match the korbanot, because not because of the betin matne, because the kaparah of Kippur is the same kaparah of the regalim, and the regalim is the same kaparah as Rosh Chodesh. So the conversation is like this: Rabbi Meir is talking. According to me, it's good. De amina kol ha'se'irim kaparatan shava. I hold that all the sayings kaparas shaveh, therefore mishumaki yikrebu. That's why if you didn't bring it on Kippur, you can bring it on the regalim, because anyway it's the same kapara ela levidach. But according to you, amai yikrebu, and therefore the Rabbi Meir has got nothing to do with lev betin matneh. The Rabbi Meir holds the reason why yikrebu zeh bazeh is because of they're the same kapara. So we're back to the question again: who is the rabbis that hold this concept of lev betin matneh? The Gemara says, "Ela Rabbi Yohanan gamra gamir la." He has a tradition, which means, how does he know that the rabbis hold like this? Not that he has a little source from a Mishnah or Braita somewhere. Kaka, that's his tradition. From his rabbis, and they told him, the rabbi's opinion is, Lebedin Mateh. It is Gamra Gamir. What is Gamra Gamir? What is the tradition? Read the Gemara. The Devre Rabbi Shimon in Nifdin, Le Devre Hakamim Nifdin. According to Rabbi Shimon, you cannot be poded at Korban when it's complete, when it's Shalem, because in Lebedin Mateh, according to Hakamim, his tradition was told that you can. So if you're asking, what's the source of Rabbi Yochanan? Gamra Gamir. It's not my tradition. Comes the Gemara and says, okay. Would Rabbi Shimon the letle lev bedin matne alehen may avdin lehu? That's a good question. So now I have four korban tamids that are not usable for the new year once the Shvadish Nisan comes. According to Rabbi Shimon, I cannot be poder them when they are shalem because they have kedushat aguf, and kedushat aguf you cannot be poder until they have a blemish. So the Gemara's question is: so what do we do with them? So Amar b'Yitzhak, Amar b'Yohanan, mikitzim behen et hamizbeach. We learned this many times. It's called kayitz hamizbeach. Kayitz hamizbeach. The Gemara will put on the Amud Bet. Literally, dessert for the mizbeach. The mizbeach is like a table. You have meat on it all day long. Sometimes the mizbeach didn't have anything on it. It was a slow day in the Beit HaMikdash. So there's a mitzvah to keep the mizbeach running. So what they would do is, they would take sacrifices arbitrarily and throw them on the mizbeach, korban olah, and they would call that kayitz mizbeach, dessert for the mizbeach. Just keep the mizbeach moving. So the hadush of Rabbi Shimon is, since this korban was designated for korban olah, well, it was really designated for olah tamid, tamid shel shachat, tamid shel ben arbaim, but now you can't use it for that because we're on the new fiscal year for the Beit HaMikdash. No problem. Take these Korban Olas and use it for a different Olah. Which type of Olah? Kayitz Mizbeah. Look at Rashi. Rashi tells us this. Mikitzim Behemet HaMizbeah. Kisha Mizbeah Batel. Makribin Oto Olah L'Nidbat Sibur. It's Nidbat Sibur. It's considered a donation from the Sibur. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says, so long as a Korban is under the same umbrella, like we saw in the Mishnah, Tumat Mikdash, so you can bring the Sa'id on this holiday, on a different holiday, even though it's not the exact same Kapara, but it's under the umbrella of the same Kapara, it's a Shayach. Exactly, which means just like it was designated for Olah, albeit this was Olah Tamid, now under the same umbrella. So instead of Olah Tamid, bring it as Olah for Kayitz HaMizbeach. That's what he says to do.
So Gemara says, Amar of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak umodeh Rabbi Shimon b'seideh hatat she'en mekitzin begufan ela bidmehen. Okay. Look at Rashi. Modeh Rabbi Shimon b'seideh hatat. Let's say it's a korban hatat, which is sa'ir. Shiniknu mitrumat talashkat shel shana zu. You bought it for fiscal year number one, but it was left over. You never brought it as the sa'ir for hatat, and it moved into now the next year. He says, in that case over there, you don't throw the sa'ir on the mizbeah for korban ola. Because since when it was designated for korban hatat. So the law is, you can't make from a hatat an ola. You're switching it from one type of korban to the other. In that case, he says to do what? Gives you a case, let's see. Let's say you lost the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Right? So now what happened? And then you found it, but by the time you found it, it was Nisan already. Now you can't bring it in Nisan because it's really last year's item. So what do you do with such a thing? Sha'abat v'nimsab Nisan. Oh, so put it for dessert. You can't put it for dessert. Modehu she'en mekitzin begufoy kerevu ola ela bedamav. Shireh, you wait, you graze it, let it become blemished. Ucheyumam, when it becomes blemished, yekhu bedamav ola lekaitza mizbeah. Good. So when it was designated for one version of ola, so then you could kaitza mizbeah it for another ola. But when it's designated for a hatat, and you can't use it for an ola, so wait till it becomes blemished, redeem it, take the money, buy more olas, and put it on the mizbeah. So comes the Gemara and says, and the Gemara explains the logic. By the case of the korban tamid, it was started off as an ola, and it's continuing to be a ola. That's why you're able to put it straight on the mizbeah. But here it started off as a hatat, ve'ashta ola. Oh, now watch. Here's a big chadush now. Really, min haTorah, it should be permissible. So what? If it starts off as a hatat, min haTorah, the law is that if you had an item that was designated as a hatat, and the owners received kapara somewhere else, like this korban that was lost in Adar, they bought another one instead. So the kapara was gotten somewhere else. The law is you're allowed to use this korban for ola. So why does the Rabbi Shimon say, redeem it. You should be able to throw it on the mizbeah for the kayats. He says, I'll tell you why. Gezera le'achar kapara atu defne kapara. Gezera. I'm worried if I let this korban go on the mizbeah after kapara was received, which is mispermissible in the Torah, they might do it before kapara. Which means I'm worried in the case where you have a korban chatzat. It was designated for hatat. Kapara was not yet given because it wasn't brought yet. And they changed their mind. You know what? Instead of bringing it for korban hatat, we're going to bring it for korban ola. Then you're not allowed to bring it for korban ola. Because you're only allowed to bring it for korban ola once the kapara was given. Like in this case of Rosh Chodesh Adar. They designated it for Rosh Chodesh Adar. They lost it. Okay, lost it. They brought another one. Kapara was given. Was gotten. Was received. Now they found it. They found it in Nisan. Also, what's the law when you find it in Nisan? When a Torah, kapara was given, no problem. Put it on the mizbeah. Ola. Rabbi Shimon says, don't do that. Because if they're going to allow you to do it after kapara, they might do it before kapara was given. And that's azur. So therefore, he says, you know what? Yir'ayat she'istayev, let it become blemished, and then take from the money and buy for kaitz mizbeah. Look at Rashi. Aval. Hacha. Gezera. Lachar kapara tu kodem kapara. I. מכשרת חטאת ציבור לקרב עולה לאחר שתקפרו ציבור באחר וניתן לו לקיץ המזבאיה. If you allow that to bring it as a קיץ המזבאיה after the kapara was given, עתה לאכשורי נמה לעולה קודם kapara שסתמו לשם חטאת עומד. Right, it doesn't matter for חטאת. I'm worried, who knows, I say, you know what, we change our mind, let's put it on קיץ המזבאיה. That you can't do. So if we made a gezera in such a case, so there's two situations over there. There's a case where it was designated for an עולה, you could put it for an עולה. If it was designated for a hatat, even though the kapara was received already, you could wait till it becomes blemished, sell it, take the money, and buy kayitz mizbeah for korban oda. Comes the Gemara and says now, Amar Abaye. The next daf of Gemara is just going to bring proofs to this concept. The proofs to this concept that we make a gezerah of
kodem kapara. I'm sorry, achar kapara atu kodem kapara. Gemara is going to show you many examples that we see this gezera. Af anana mitanina. Okay, the first case we're going to is Yoma. Okay, what does it say? Par b'sa'ir shel yom kippurim she'avtu. We saw this case already. You designated a par and a sa'ir for Yom Kippur. What happened? You lost it. So what did you do instead? You brought new ones, and you brought the new ones on the Mizbeah, and now you found the old ones. So what do you do with the old ones? V'frish acharim tachtehem. And you designated other ones instead. V'chen, sa'irei avodah zarah she'avtu. Well, let's say the Jewish nation worshipped Avodah Zarah based on a misruling of Bet Din. So the law is that they have to bring now a Sa'ir and a Chaper. They designated the Sa'ir for the Avodah Zarah and then they lost it. So they brought another one and they found the original one. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a law that says that when you designated a Chatat and you received Kapara somewhere else, the law is put the animal to death. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Yiru Achi Yistabu. You know, let it graze until it becomes blemished. Vi Machru, Vi Pru Demehem, then Daba. Take the money and give them, bring Korban Daba from it. Don't let the animal die. Redeem it. She'en Chatat Sibur Meta. Because they hold this Halakhalam Moshem Sinai that says Chatat Meta is only by a Korban Yahid. Korban Chatat Shel Yahid Shenit Kaperu Be'alav. So then already we say the animal is put to death. But this was a Chatat Sibur. Chatat Sibur Shenit Kaperu Be'alav. There's no din of Meta according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And now what do you do with the animal? You take it, you blame your blemish, and then you sell it and you use it. The Amai. The Gemara says, I don't understand you. Nikribu Inu Gufayu Ola. The law from the Torah is, once you have a Korban Chattat that was designated, and it's Kapiru Be'aleha, and the owners received Kapara, you're allowed to take the animal directly and put it to Kaitz HaMizbeah. Why are you telling me to be Shimon? Let it become blemished, and then sell it. Go straight. Min HaTorah Chattat Shinit Kapiru Be'aleha Yachol Nasim Etzeh HaMizbeah B'Shvil Kaitz HaMizbeah. So he was a hila wat lafsh ma'mina gizera lehar kapara tu lifne kapara. Must be the reason is because we're not going to let you do it in this case, which is permissible after the kapara, because you might come to do it before the kapara, and before the kapara tasur. So you see that gizera is well documented. You see from this Mishnah over here in Yoma, this concept of the fne kapara and the har kapara. That's a proof to the concept. Gemara says similarly, Amar Rava says, we also learned this concept in the Mishnah in Temura.
Oh, well.
Af anana mitanina, we also learned it. Vashini yir'e achi yista'eb v'yemecher v'yipiyu damav din daba. What is this case talking about? Look at Vashi. You see that she gives you a whole story. This is talking about, it's a different case. There was two goats that were brought on Yom Kippurim. One is the Sa'ir that's brought on the Mizbeah, and the other Sa'ir is La'azazel. Okay, it goes over the mountain. The way they would select these Korbanot was through a lottery. Right? The Kohen would stick his hand in the lottery. One would be Ya'amad Hai, would stand alive to go to Azazel, and one was for the Mizbeah. Good. Let's say, in the event you lost the Sa'ir, La'azazel. You lost it. So now, but the Sa'ir of the Korban you still have. The law is, it's a package deal. You can't, you got to do a new lottery. The law is, you can only choose these Korbanot via lottery. So if it's got to be via lottery, you got to have two in the lottery. So now you're going to end up doing a new lottery. So the Azazel is covered, but you're going to end up having two Sa'irs for the Korban, the original one, and then the second lottery. So what do you do? So one of them you put on the Mizbeah. The Sheila is, what do you do with the second one? So the Gemara says, what do you do with it? Vashini, this is a classic case of a Korban Chattat Shinit Kaperu Be'aleha. Technically, you should be able to throw it on Kayitza Mizbeah. So let it become blemished, let it graze until it becomes blemish. The same story. V'yimacher, sell it. V'yipinu damavin daba. V'amai, why do you got to go through that? Yimkrav ihu gufe. Let you sell it. Let bring it on itself as ola. Same story. That if we allow you to put it on the Mizbeah after Kapara, you might put it on the Mizbeah for Allah before Kapara. Is he another story? Another proof to this. Now let's read it in Rashi. Rashi is Vashini B'Masichet Yoma Gabe Shnei Se'irei Yom Kippurim Shemet HaMishtalayach. Azazel one died. You have to bring two new ones. You need to do a goral. The new one you'll send off the mountain. From the first pair you have a korban, and the second pair you have a korban. One of them bring inside as a korban. Let it graze. Because the law of Chatat Tzibur, you don't put it to death. Let it graze. We know that Rabbi Shimon is the opinion that says what? That Chatat Tzibur, you don't let it to die. Ella, what do? You graze it until it becomes blemished. Oh, Rabbi Shimon, why do you have to graze it until it becomes blemished? But Torah, you're able to put it straight on the Mizbeah for Kaita Mizbeah. Ella, we see that Rabbi Shimon must hold. That the reason is Gezerah Har Kapara, that you might come to do it before the
Kippur. Mode on.
Continue the Gemara. New story. Amaravina, not new story, another proof to the concept. Amaravina, Afananami Tarina. We also learned it. This is the Mishnah in Timur, by the way. What does it say? Asham. Oh, Qurban Asham. It's also like a Hattat. Qurban Asham. Shemetu be'alav. They designated the animal, the owners died. Or shenet kapiru be'alav. Or they got kapara from another animal. Same story. Let it graze. Let it become blemished. V'yimecher, sell it. V'yipinu damav v'ndaba. That's the first shita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer yamut. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. You have a hatat, or a sham for that matter. Owners got kapara. It's like a hatat. Just like a hatat. Shemetu be'aleha. Onit kapiru be'aleha. The animal is put to death. He holds the Bidi Ezer. There's no difference between hatat shemetu be'aleha or asham shemetu be'aleha. Just like hatat, we have a tradition that says if the owner's got kapara, the animal is put to death, so to asham. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yavi bedamav ola vili karev. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Redeem it and bring from the money a korban ola. Now, as I'm reading it, it sounds like the Mishnah and the first shita, the same shita. Mm-hmm. What's the first shita? Hashem shemetu ba'alav, oshet kapiru ba'alav, yirei ad shitevi mechev yivu damav le'ola. Let it become blemished and sell it for a korban ola. What is that? What does the Mishnah say? Yavi bedamav ola. Bring from the money ola. What is the difference between these things over here? So look at Rashi. Yeah, very good. Look at Rashi. Let's read all the Rashi's over here. Hashem. Shemetu be'alav o shenit kapiru. They got kapara from a different korban, let's say. The ilu be'hatat ki agavna meta. Which means, the first sheet holds, by korban hatat, if this was a korban hatat, shenit kapiru be'alea, they got kapara from a different korban, meta. Be'asham ru'e. But when it comes to asham, you let it graze. So the first sheet tells, hatat and asham are different. Hatat shenit kapiru be'alea, you mat. Asham shenit kapiru ba'aleha yir'e. Good. Next Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer omer yamut. Rabbi Eliezer itle asham ke hatat. Finished. Asham is like hatat. Ma hatat shenit kapiru ba'aleha meta af asham. Next shita. Rabbi Yoshua omer yavi bedamav ola. Ba'al asham yavi bedamav ola. Ba'ata mefarish ba'alo af nedava olai. Ma ben dever Rabbi Yoshua dvri hakamim. What is the difference between the first shita and the third shita? Ela bizman shiba'a nidbat yachid sumech aleha v'shohata v'nesachim kerebim mishelo. Bizman shiba nidbat sibud eno sumech aleha v'nesachim kerebim mishelo sibud. It all depends. The first shita holds its korban sibud. Lindaba is korban sibud. And the second shita of Rabbi Yoshua is what? Yabi bedamav ola. That's private. What's the difference between a public korban sibur or a private korban? Simicha, putting the simicha on the animal. Yachid has simicha. Sibu does not. And who pays for the wine? On a Korban Yahid, the individual has to pay for the wine. However, a Korban Sibur, it comes from the Terumah. Good. So it's a Haluk. So let's get the three Shitot again. I have a Korban Asham. A guy made a sin of some sort, there's a Korban Asham. What happened? Got lost, let's say, they bought a different one instead, then I found the original one. So you have three Shitot. What do you do with the original one? So first Shita says, throw it on the, redeem it. Take the money, korban sibur, the kaitza mizbeah. Okay, beautiful. Second shita, no. It's like hatat. Yamut. Third shita, no. Sell it, redeem it, and bring it for korban yahid. Individual korban, not a korban for the sibur. Nafkamina, who pays for the nesachim? Nafkamina for the simika? Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Vilikare, ha gufa ola. What are you talking about? It itself is a ola, meaning Korban Asham is ola. So therefore, what are you telling me? You have to let it become blemished and bring it as ola. It's an ola, so bring it as an ola. So Yomara answers, Ela lav gizera lehar kapara atu lefne kapara shma mina. You learn from over here what? Gizera, because if I let you bring it as a korban ola after kapara, you might bring it as a korban ola before kapara. So basically, we've proven this gizera time and time again. Now the Gemara says, Tanya nameache, I'm going to bring you a braita. I think we're on a new point here now. Oh, okay, good. What do we say? According to Mishimon, let's review. You have a Korban Tamid from last year. Now Nisan comes. What do you do with it? According to the Mishimon, take it and put it as Kayetz HaMizbeah. Right? That was his Shita.
Dessert
for the Mizbeah. Why? Because it's an Ola. It's designated for an Ola already. So, Kayetz HaMizbeah, what are you worried about? You can bring it as a Korban, no problem. So comes the Gemara says, Tanya name hache. Mahen mivi'in min ha-motarot. Oh, our question. What do you bring from the leftovers? Meaning the korban tamiz that you can't bring. Kayetz kibenot shuah lemizbeah. Benot shuah is a type of fig. It's a white fig. So it says you put it as dessert for the mizbeah, just like you put figs on the mizbeah. Kibinot shua, just like we put fruit on the mizbeah, figs, so too you put this dessert. What are you talking about? Gemara says, we don't put fruit on the mizbeah. V'haketiv, ki chol se'or v'chol devash, don't take tiru v'menu eshel Hashem. And as she tells us, not only devash, not only honey, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeah, anything sweet, you don't put on the mizbeah. So what is the Gemara saying? Yeah, just like you put the figs on the mizbeah. The Gemara says, Tani debihalina, kibinot shua le'adam. Meaning, not for the mizbeah, just like a person for dessert, he eats white figs, so too for the dessert for the mizbeah, the dessert is mizbeah, not white figs, it's olot, extra korbanot. That's it. Very good. Okay, so that's that subject. Now the Gemara says like this. New story. Darash, Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, En mekaisin be'ola ta'uf.
No birds,
exactly. Meaning you had a korban, yeah? So what do we say sometimes? Okay, let it become blemished, sell the money, and buy korbanot for kayetz HaMizbeah. When you're buying the korban, you only buy animals. We don't kayetz the Mizbeah with ola ta'of, with birds. Kach hazeh. Yes, she. Third line: En mekaitzin beolat, en lochin bedme hanedava, olat ta'of. That's it. You don't take olat ta'of. So the Gemara says, Amarava ha burcha. What you said is burcha. You know what burcha means? Not good. Davara badui min alev. You made it up. Dimina lacha. Who told you that? Burcha. It's time you made it up. So Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rava, my burcheta, What are you calling it a burqa for? What's burqa about it? Ana amirten nihale. Listen, I'm the one that said the halakha. Umishemed rav shimi min hardea amirten nihale. And I said it in the name to Rav Shimi. De'amar Rav Shimi min harde'a motarot lenidbat sibur azle ve'en olat of sibur. Very simple reason. The motarot, where do they go? They go for korban sibur. And we have a law. Olat of is not a korban sibur ever. Olat of is only brought as a private korban. So since this is being brought as a sibur item, that's what you can bring olat ha'of, because olat ha'of is a private item. What do you tell me burcha for? Makes a lot of sense what I said. As she says, the en olat ha'of besibur. The tanya betulat kohanim v'kriv min haturim hayachid mevi off v'en ha'sibur mevi'im off. Very simple. Very simple. So he says, what do you tell me burcha for? Good. Good. Now this would be talking about right, hatat or an asham. So let's say you had a korban asham and got kapara from somewhere else. So according to the Bi El Azar, we learned above that you take the korban, you let it become blemished, and then you bring it on the mizbeah. You bring it as a sell it, take the money, and bring it for korban on the mizbeah for sibur. That's why he says don't bring an olat ha'of, because you can't bring an olat ha'of for the sibur. According to the other shita that said you bring it as a private, you'd be able to bring it off. That would be another nafkamina. We had a shmachloker over there by the asham. One rabbi said sell it and bring it olat yahid. One rabbi said sell it and bring it for olat sibur. Nafkamina, according to two shitot. Now can you bring a bird or not? Yes. Now comes the Gemara and says, like we learned above, according to we brought from Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Shimon, what do you do with the timidim that you can't use from last year? Right. Put it right on the mizbeah, straight up. We found another shita like that. The Ab Shmuel Savar Lehad Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Korbenot Sibur Sakin Moshachtan Lema Shehin. Okay, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Lehad Rabbi Yohanan. Ve'amad le'el Timidin Chelo Utzrechud Rabbi Shimon Deletle Lev Betin Matne Koyant Rabbi Shimon Razno Lev Betin Matne Mekitzin Benet Amizbeyach Begufan. Right? Just throw them straight up on the Mizbeyach. Ve'en Sechim Na'ayah Sakin moshachtan lemashehen. Sakin ashohatan stam moshachtan le korban shufresham mitechila lekach. Which means literally the knife draws them for what they are. Meaning sakin ashohatan, the knife that slaughters them, setam moshachtam le korban shufresh mitechila lekach. Afilu en ze oto korban atzmo kon olat tamid olat lekayitz imenu lashana tamid. Exactly, which means the knife that you slaughter in the koyim, you don't have to put that first. Take the knife and slaughter it with the same olah kavana. Even though this was for olat tamid and this is for olat kayitz amizbeah, it's okay. The knife draws it for the original intention. Meaning, and not that the knife is making a decision. It's a flowery way of saying that you don't have to blemish it and sell it. The knife continues the process. Just slaughter it and put it straight on the mizbeah. Right? Good. What does that accomplish? According to the Mishmar, what are you going to do with these korbanot that were left over from last year? Pidyon is not an option because he holds you can't make a pidyon on something that's unblemished. So what helps him is it take a straight put on his layout. Bring it as Ola. It was designated for one version of an Ola. You can bring it as a different version of Ola. Just the Sakin is the one that is fixes it for you. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. Tanya name hache. We have a Braita to support this. Umoder bi Shimon b'Sa'ir.
שאם לא קרא ברגל יקרא בראש חודש, ואם לא קרא בראש חודש יקרא ביום כיפורים, ואם לא קרא ביום כיפורים יקרא ברגל, ואם לא קרא ברגל זה יקרא ברגל אחר, שמתחילתו לא בא אלא לכפר על מזבח החיצון.
Which means, you didn't bring the Sa'ir on Kippur, bring it on Rosh Chodesh. You didn't bring it on Rosh Chodesh, max it, bring it on Regel. You didn't bring it on this Regel, bring it on that Regel. How? So he throws in a new item now, because since all these Sa'irim are brought on the same Mizbeach, called the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so you see they all have a commonality to them. Since they all have in common the location where they store it, therefore it's so similarly, just like you see the Bishimon said, they all have the similar, even though they might have different kaparot, but we said in the Mishnah generally have the same kaparah, generally Mikdash v'Kadashav, and you also put on the same Mizbeach, you didn't bring it there, bring it there. Similarly, since this item was designated for Korban Ola, and you're not bringing it for this type of Ola because it's a new year, so bring it for a different type of Ola. Look at Nashi, please. Nashi says nothing.
But it's not
Kayetz. What do you mean it's not Kayetz? This is just an example that you see according to Bishimon, that since it was designated for one type of Korban, which is similar to the one that you want to bring it now for, you can mix and match. I designated it for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh goes on the Mizbeach Haitzon. You didn't bring it on Shur, bring it on Regen. Why? Because the same Mizbeach. Similarly, this is the same Korban. This is Ola. I can't bring it for this type of Ola, I bring it for that type of Ola. So we have a Braita to show you that what? That according to the Bishimon, a leftover Korban that's brought for the same type of Korban or same umbrella, you're okay. Okay, one more point. Ve'azidon tum'at mikdash ve'kadashav sa'ir na'asav bifnim. Okay, what's that case over there? What's zedon? We never talked about zedon yet. That's the Mishnah. The guy goes into the Beit HaMikdash bezadon.
Mezid.
Tum'ah. What do you do? How do you get kapara for that?
Hang him.
No, sa'ir na'asa bifnim. No, but there's no jokes. The sa'ir that's brought bifnim, the sa'ir that's brought inside, and the Yom Kippurim itself is mechaper. So you need the kapara from the sa'ir. Okay. Everyone has a simple question. This is the last question we need to analyze. Minane mile. How do you know that? That the sa'ir of pinimi is mechaper on zedonot. Detaru Rabbanan Vechiper ala kodesh metumot b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk continues mepishayhem lechol hatotam. So it says pishayim. What do you mean pishayim? What is pishayim? Elu hameradim. Those are the rebels. Posheya, that's a purpose. Vechenu omer melech Moab pasha'bi. It says in Melachim, the king of Moab has rebelled against me. Ve'omer as tifsha libna ba'etahi. So you see the word that was the people living in Libna. They rebelled against me. So you see what? The word pesha is referring to something that's done the midida. Hata'ot elu ashkagot. V'chenu omer nefesh ki techeta mishkaga. So you see what? That the sa'ir of Yom Kippur is mechaper not only on the hata'im but also on the posh'im, even on the ones that are done on purpose. Baruch Adonai Le'olam Amen.